20% of U.S. servicemen are involved in a blast, a fall, or some kind of crash that leads to a brain injury. At Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine, Dr. David Seafew says there's no medical test to confirm the problem. But victims of brain injury have 22 common complaints.
Headache is way up there. Number two is insomnia, usually difficulty sleeping. Third one, dizziness. The fourth most common one acutely, and the third most common one long-term is cognitive issues, thinking difficulty, specifically difficulty with attention and concentration. And the fifth most common symptom is difficulties with frustration tolerance and irritability.
Frustration and irritability can lead to violent, impulsive behavior. But Seafew, who serves as National Director for Physical Medicine and Rehabilitative Services at the Veterans Administration, says that's sometimes overlooked in soldiers.
Because you've got a headache to worry about, or you're in a very structured military environment where you don't have a chance to be frustrated. Or frustration and a little anger is not always a negative thing when you're in a battle zone. So it's often overlooked initially, but when they yell at their superior, or they explode at their wife, or they have road rage above and beyond what they may have had beforehand, it becomes noticed.
One of those who noticed a connection between brain injury and violent behavior is Professor Jeffrey Kreutzer, director of Virginia Commonwealth's Traumatic Brain Injury Model System of Care.
Overall, about 1 in 4 people that we saw in our practice was somehow involved with the law. And so we began thinking about the relationship between brain injury and crime. We talked with some folks from the Department of Juvenile Justice. There was minimal assessment of the extent of traumatic brain injury. While there were tests being done, they were more focused on intelligence and academics, and those tests are not necessarily sensitive to the effects of brain injury.
So he helped to develop a new set of tests that could be used to detect brain injury in juveniles convicted of crimes.
These are tests of memory, attention, concentration, vision. We added a brain injury history taking interview that asked people about what kind of medical treatment they had, what kind of symptoms they have, and we also adapted a more thorough chart review.
After studying about 600 young offenders in Virginia prisons, Kreutzer and his colleagues found evidence that 20% had sustained at least one traumatic brain injury. At the state's Department for Aging and Rehabilitative Services, Commissioner Jim Rothrock was intrigued.
This is a lifelong issue that will, undiagnosed, get worse and worse and worse. I have friends of mine that suffered a brain injury. Their ability to work and live is not totally compromised, but they still have moments where things don't connect as you or I, and they need to learn how to compensate around that, which we can do.
Given that Virginia spends about $30,000 a year to house, feed, and provide medical care for prisoners, Rothrock believes we must find ways to keep those who are released from coming back.
There are individuals that cycle in and out of our correction system from the time they're late teenagers for the rest of their lives.
There are about 89,000 Virginians coping with traumatic brain injury, many more if you count veterans. As researchers learn how to better identify them, Rothrock hopes they'll benefit from improvements in medical and psychological treatments. I'm Sandy Houseman.